In today's reading from the Gospel of John, Jesus surprises us by lifting up the image of friendship to describe his relationship with you and I. He says, "I do not call you servants any longer. I have called you friends," he says in verse 15. Jesus the Christ, the very Son of God, Lord of all creation, calls us friends. This means, to borrow from our Quaker sisters and brothers, that the church is a society of friends, united by the love of Christ and the love that Christ has for you and for me. Yes, we are called to be servants and apostles, but we are also called by God's grace, friends of Jesus. Following the resurrection and prior to his ascension, Jesus shared with his disciples his vision for their life together, telling them that the love that united him with the Father now unites Jesus with his disciples and his disciples with one another. "I have called you friends." In calling us friends, Jesus has given us a new name, a new story, and a new identity. Not that we've chosen, but one that has been chosen and given to us. Before we are anything else in this world, before we're husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, white, black, American, Republican, Democrat, employee or employer, tea partiers or teetotalers, we are friends of Jesus. We are Christians. We have been caught up in his story. By God's grace, we have been written into that story of Jesus and his church. "I've called you friends," he said. One of the most interesting things about life in the church is that as we become more and more to abide in Christ, to develop that relationship with Christ that is intimate and natural, we also come more and more to share life with others who are friends of Jesus. A colleague of mine once remarked, "You know, Jesus makes strange friends." He does. We typically think of our friends as those that we choose because we share something in common or we like each other. But Jesus clearly reminds us today that the basis for Christian friendship is much deeper. "You do not choose me," he says in chapter 15, verse 16. He says, "but I chose you." From a disjointed and unlikely group of people, Jesus chose. He chose tax collectors, fishermen, women, sinners, and religious zealots. I had to put women in there because, yes, they were there too. And at that time, gosh, that was just as weird as tax collectors and the fishermen along the way. Jesus forms a society of friends whose life together is rooted in and grows out of their friendship with him. The society of friends is then called to embody the kind of radical self-giving love that is seen in the life and death of Jesus. Being friends of Christ means that we are graciously chosen. Chosen not because of any inherent quality that we may possess, and chosen not for reward, but for the responsibility of being obedient to Christ's commandment of love. By calling us his friends, it is clear that the invitation to share a relationship with Christ and in the fellowship of his church in Jesus' invitation to you and me. It's the invitation to give. He decides with whom we will be friends before we even know it. This is a radical notion for many congregations where sharing in the fellowship of community seems to be often defined as the interest of other people, or if we have a family tie with someone, rather than that intimate relationship with the one who makes strangers friends. It's not who we are or what we know or who we know. It is a relationship with the only one that is really important. And when we have that relationship, it says it makes strangers friends. You see, that's what it's like to be one of his children. Those of us who find that hope in Christ Jesus are friends all over the world. Finally, it says, being friends of Jesus means that we are commanded by Jesus to do what? To love. Love is not a choice. It is a way of life for those who are friends of Jesus. Christian friendship is not much about what we feel toward one another as it is about our willingness to follow Christ's example in considering the needs of the other before we consider our own. Ah, what a revelation. What a thought. It's a choice. It is not a choice, it says. What is it? It's a way of life. So many times I hear people say, well, I just don't like them. They don't look right, they don't act right, they don't dress right, they just shouldn't be here. I just don't like them. But Jesus says, you know, that's not your choice. As Christians, it's not much about what we feel towards one another. It's their willingness to follow Christ's example and considering the needs of who? Other people. We are to love by laying down our lives for our friends, he tells us in verse 13. We discover what it means to be commanded to love one another in Jesus' sacrificial death. It is Jesus who demonstrates for us what it means to lay down one's life for one's friends. We don't always have to like one another, but we do have to love one another. Because even when we were unlovable, Jesus extended the love of God to us and made us, all of us who were strangers, He made us friends. He made all of us that were strangers friends. You see, the surprising thing about being friends of Jesus is that the closer we draw to Him, the more friends that we discover we actually have. Even some we would have never counted among our friends and others that perhaps seem quite unlovable. You know, in our world that we live in, we often romanticize and get very sentimental about Christ's invitation to friendship with Him. But it can be a radical thing. The world says, keep out those who are different. Build fences and secure your borders. And Jesus says to us, welcome and befriend the stranger. The world says, kill your enemies. And Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44. The world says, only certain kinds of people are worthy of friendship. Galatians 3:23 says that in Christ there is no longer Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, before we were all or what? We are all one in Christ Jesus. The world says maintain clear distinctions between the good guys and the bad guys. But Jesus once said to a group of former fishermen, tax collectors, zealots, betrayers, saints, good and bad alike, He said to them, I have called you my friends. What a profound gift that we have been given. The friendship of God. Friendship with God. But make no mistake, the gift is also a command. We who were once strangers far off from the promises of God have been brought near because Jesus made us friends and He invites us to be His friends in the world. Our lives are forever redefined because of our friendship with Him. Our vocation, our calling, our way in the world is to now to befriend any and all who are friendless, who themselves are lost and alone, estranged from God, from themselves and from one another. As a society of friends, the church points to the beloved kingdom of God, where all are invited together around the table and share the feast of love in the name of the one who calls us His friends. Today, I invite you to become a friend of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for the gift that can only come by knowing you. Be with us right now. Bless this time and allow us your peace. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 526. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hymn number 526. Would you stand as we sing? And the altar is open. Will you come?